Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some things in the franchising industry, a couple of things that just happened recently. Wanted to kind of share with everybody. Again, we are all about educating people on franchise ownership. So let's talk about the industry as a whole today and with a couple of trends, a couple of things that just came up and how that might actually impact you, our listener today. So just got back from San Diego, California for the IFA, which is the International Franchise Association's annual conference. So this is, I don't know, the Super Bowl of franchising. We're into March now. I'm a basketball dude, so let's say it's the Final Four of franchising. It's kind of a big deal. We've had this little pandemic thing going on, so it's been a couple of years since we've been able to do this in person. So true kind of disclaimer time. I'm not a conference person. I typically don't enjoy or don't really necessarily look forward to these. I really was for this one and was actually very, very pleased with everything that kind of happened with this. There were, again, really literally well over 10,000 people at this event from, again, the overall kind of leadership organization of franchising, franchisors, basically it's kind of the who's who of franchising. And then of course I snuck in there. So it was great. All your typical conference things, right? So, but a couple of things in particular that I really want to share with you, some of the speakers that were there, some of the, again, really amazing people within the franchising industry that I could talk about, but it's just going to, my franchise nerd is going to come out because you're not going to know who these people are. But one pretty much everybody will know that spoke was Shaquille O'Neal. So most people know who Shaq is from his basketball days, right? Hall of Famer, world champion, all of those fun things. What you may not know is Shaq is an amazing entrepreneur and has, just kind of give you an idea of things that he has invested in or he has owned or currently owns. Krispy Kreme's, Five Guys, Papa John's. He's actually on the board of directors for Papa John's. His car washes, movie theaters, restaurants. He even just recently started his own franchise. It's called Big Chicken. That there's already well over 100 of them kind of in the process of getting open. There's a few already currently in Vegas and California, and I think a couple others. But really, again, has taken, obviously he had a nice financial head start with his basketball salaries and careers and endorsements and things like that. But he didn't sit on that. He really turned himself into kind of, again, his second life as an entrepreneur. And what does Shaq have to do with you listening to this in your corporate career right now, trying to figure out kind of what's next? Shaq had talked about how he had, obviously a fantastic playing career, but doesn't see himself as an athlete anymore. He sees himself as an entrepreneur. Which is essentially an industry change. And we talk to people about this all the time that have spent any number of years in the corporate world, and you get pigeonholed into an industry, and it can be very, very difficult to switch industries for another job. But in franchising, industry does not matter. Your industry experience is not the driving force for what franchisors are looking for. And that's a hard thing to get out of people's mind. And so using Shaq as an example, again, pretty good basketball player in his day, changes industries into being an entrepreneur, though he has some ownership in some gyms and things like that. It's not sports related. It's not basketball related. he talked about being able to find his new passion. People mistake passion oftentimes for, I love pets, therefore I should open a pet franchise. I love pizza, let's open a pizza franchise. I am a great basketball player, let's open basketball or sports. And it's rarely, rarely that. The passion is more what gets you out of bed every single day. And for him, he talked about a couple of things. He wants to have something where a product or service that he has a true belief in is going to make people happy and will change people's lives. And all of the things that Krispy Kreme kind of makes you, right? Who doesn't like a donut? Who doesn't like pizza? All of those type of things across the board. Even if you look at some of the non-franchises, he's involved with a shoe line that he had that he purposely made low cost that could be at Walmart, right? To again, give people an opportunity, change people's lives, make people happy. So that's Shaq. Those are great things for him. That doesn't mean we all have to want those things. But what we have to do is understand what does make us happy. What is going to get us out of bed every day? What is our passion, right? And it's not, oh, I've been in manufacturing, therefore it needs to be in manufacturing. That's not the stuff that gets you out of bed every single day to be able to do this. So that was kind of a great takeaway and something that I wanted to be able to share, because that industry is a big hang up for people, right? Couple of the things that were really, kind of great takeaways. The franchise industry, just in general across the board, is booming. And doesn't matter what industry. Obviously, some things were hurt in 2020 in the pandemic, some retail things, but they are basically back in force and then some. So why is that? For all of the bad, obviously, of the pandemic, not to be overly obvious with that, there were some things that were kind of positive byproducts of this. And I think part of it is we were, as a society, individually and corporately, business-wise, right? We were forced to rethink our work and our life. How many people that prior to basically 2 years ago, right, had a job, you made that commute every single day, sat in traffic, went to your job, when you were saying, why can't I do this from home? I can be just as productive there. But what was the answer given by basically every corporation in the world? No, we can't possibly do that. Why not? Well, because this is how we've always done it. We always have people coming in the office. We can't trust you to work from home. We can't make that change. We all know this. The dumbest reason for anything is, why are we doing this? Because it's how we've always done it. Unless it's me talking to my 8-year-old, right? That's the old because I said so type of thing. But when we're in a professional setting, when we're talking about grown ass adults, that reason is terrible. All right. But what happened is the pandemic, COVID hits, everybody is forced to rethink that because we don't have any choice. And what people found is we can work remotely. We can have that freedom. And so now so many people, and there's not a week goes by, we don't talk to somebody new with our team at FranCoach that is talking about how they, you know, now they got to go back to their office either all the time or a good chunk of the time. And they don't, why? Well, because this is how we've always done it. The reason comes back, right? And you got a taste of the freedom and flexibility of not sitting in traffic, not doing that commute, being able to spend a little bit more time with your family. You're driving. I saw something the other day, the average commute time just kind of across the country is like 35 minutes, right? That's over an hour every day you're sitting in the car. How many other things could you be doing if you were working from home? So that change, kind of paradigm shift, really due to the pandemic, has led us to kind of rethinking that. And so I want to talk about kind of how that rolls into, you know, kind of our clients that we work with. But there were a couple of the things that really struck me within the conference and some of the people we met with. And there was a, and I won't name names on this, but one of which we're absolutely going to have on as a guest here in the next few weeks. Was a franchise group, and this is not uncommon in franchising, kind of a parent company, and they own four or five different franchises. Brand new CEO comes in. A couple of the brands are emerging, but there's one in particular that's been around for a long time. They've got several hundred franchise owners. On the surface, seems like they're doing fine. But this new CEO comes in and is trying to understand what's the process that's in place for every, whether it's franchise development, it's operations, it's support, it's whatever. And talking to the department heads, the people can't answer why there is a certain process in place other than everybody's favorite reason. This is how we've always done it. Was the franchise super successful? Probably not, but it wasn't one that was really failing. It was just kind of floating along in the middle because they really had no plan, no direction, nothing like this. So here comes a CEO and really now trying to think past, this is how we've always done it. This is how everybody does it. Therefore, it's how we should do it. And really trying to sit down and try to reimagine what things need to look like in 2022 and beyond, because it is typically very, very different than everything else before. This new CEO could have came in, done pretty much everything the exact same, not challenged status quo, but they didn't. That wasn't good enough for them, and it wasn't going to be sustainable, right? And especially with newer brands, if you don't have any systems in place, you're just setting people up for failure. So I was really, and a lot more than this, and when we have them on, we'll get into it, but was blown away by, like, again, kind of, and I hate the old thinking outside the box thing, but what's different? What's new? How can we do things better? Was really kind of inspiring to me. And then there was another franchisor that we spoke with, and This is one, honestly, I think is one of the top ones we have in our portfolio of over 500 franchises. A very good, systems, support, infrastructure. Any one of our clients that have gone through their process have been blown away by all of the things that they have in place to help their owners succeed. Their owners are incredibly successful, very happy across the board. Right. So again, can't stress that enough about how good this franchise system is. And we're talking with their executive team, and they talk about how they really were sitting down, decided they need to reevaluate their core values, kind of their mission statement, and the things that are driving those things. And I kind of like, well, why? And like, well, we think it can be better. And again, it's really good. But they were, again, the thought leadership, the not resting on the laurels, not the status quo. How can we be even better? What else can we do to help our franchise owners be successful? Again, because there are more and more people wanting to make this transition into franchise ownership. It was funny. Some of the Shaq thing was fun. I'm a basketball guy, so that was kind of fun to hear him talk. Everybody who's been to a conference for anything, you know, there's all the different groups and meetings, and there's an expo. But there were really two or three small group, kind of almost one-on-one conversations, or kind of three or four of us sitting there at a table that really were great for me to kind of get a little recharge in what we do, even within our organization. A Fran Coach, my wife and I, we own a couple different entities. So it was really just our overall structure of how we kind of run our teams, our businesses, things like that. So it was really awesome with that. But then I guess the thing I would come back to for everybody that's listening is, if you are doing, like, again, if you're getting up every single day, and you're going to your job and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I love this job. If you're like, I like watching movies, so I probably don't do this much on these things, but the new Ryan Reynolds movie called Free Guy, where he's the blue shirt guy, anybody has seen it? Like, he's just like, you know, basically like a lobotomy, right? Because he's a video game character. Getting up, he's happy. He's going to his job as a bank teller. Yay for him. If you really feel like that every single day, then congratulations. That's awesome. You found your happy place. But if you don't feel that way, if you don't like the fact that you don't have complete control, that you're going to a job that you somewhere between can tolerate to really can't stand, and you keep doing it over and over and over and over again, something that does not give you the control over your life, personally, professionally. What's the quote? We had one of our guests here recently, Dave Bonington on a, in fact, I think it was our last episode, busted out the quote, the most addictive drug in the world is getting the paycheck, right? Why do we do it? Because it's how we've always done it. So if you're sitting there and you're not completely happy with where you are personally, professionally, and you're not asking yourself, why am I doing this? Then what the heck is going on, dude? Because you are giving yourself the exact same reason that you hate. Because you're asking yourself the question, why am I doing this? Well, this is how we've always done it. And we've got that paycheck. We've got to keep doing it. And I'll tell you something right now. If you're listening to this podcast, whether this is the first one or the 87th one you've listened to, I got news for you. You're not completely happy. It has crossed your mind to work for yourself, so much so that you actually sought out information on franchising and found the Franchising 101 podcast. So my challenge to you, and this is kind of my takeaway from the IFA and directing this and kind of sharing this with you guys. If you are not 100% sure what you're doing professionally right now is the thing for you, and you have thought in some way, shape, or form about working for yourself, and we know you have because you are 17 minutes into this podcast. So like the cat's out of the bag there, folks. You've thought about it. You've taken this step. I'm going to challenge you. Take the next one. Click the little button in the podcast window that says schedule a call. Go to our website, francoach.net. Don't want to go there? Go to our podcast one, franchising101podcast.net. Reach out, set up a call with our team. 15 minutes, first call. I always kind of joke, we're like Geico, right? 15 minutes can save you money. 15 minutes can maybe change your life. So you can now help you like we did with Shaq. I almost pretend like I was taking credit for that. Like Shaq did for himself, right? How do we change? This is the past, right? That was great. And hopefully your careers probably have been at least good up until this point, but it's not great. What is your passion? What do you want to do? Don't keep doing what you've done just because it's how you've always done it. I strongly encourage you, take that next step, reach out, get a call scheduled with us. There's never, ever any fee for our service. We are here to help educate you on franchise ownership. That's the Franchising 101 podcast, but that is really at the core, Fran Coach, what we are here to do. Let's help you determine if this is the path for you now. Maybe it's not. No worries. We'll virtually shake hands and you can kind of sit on that information for maybe when the timing is right. But maybe this is the right time. So again, don't do what you've always done just because that's what you've always done. If you want something better, you took step one being here right now with us today, and thank you for doing so. Take step two, reach out, schedule a call with us. Excited for the next few weeks of our podcast episodes. We've got some great guests that we're going to kind of keep rolling with this theme of, again, making that change for yourself, right? Don't keep doing the same old just because it's how you've always done it. Let's take that next step. So super excited about that. Thank you so much. Again, whether this is first podcast you've listened to or 87 of them, thank you so much for doing that. We do hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for indulging me with a couple stories from the IFA, and really thanks to everybody with that amazing organization. For somebody who, again, doesn't typically like going those things, right? I'm like the extroverted introvert or however that goes. I don't really like people, right? But it was fantastic, incredibly well done. So hats off and kudos to them for an amazing event. And I hope to be able to talk to you guys very soon to bring you into the wonderful world of franchising and help you make your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And we hope to talk to you very soon.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.